We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And a very good morning as we welcome you inside the Joe Rose Show. Joe didn't want to come in and face the music this morning, so Hollywood and Zach are in. And you had your choice last night, Zach. Did you want it slow and painful with the Heat, or did you want it quick and gut-wrenching with the Panthers, man?
Well, you're right about that.
You had your choice of how you wanted to lose last night as the Heat get just crushed by the Boston Celtics. And, you know, Zach, we just looked at each other before we got on. We said the Heat are in big trouble, and they are. The Miami Heat are in big, big trouble after last night's game. The Florida Panthers are in an equal amount of trouble after giving up a goal with under 4 seconds to go last night, not able to clear the puck late. And Mackenzie Weegar obviously getting a lion's share of the blame for that final play there as he left his man wide open over the middle of the ice, and the Panthers give up the late goal. So either way you want to slice it, Zach, we got two teams that are in a boatload of trouble right now. The Panthers are down 0-2, and that series now goes to Tampa. So, you know, I don't think the Panthers have a ton of hope at this point,
but you could try to steal
one up there and try to, you know, get one back down here. I don't know, Zach. It's going to be very tough for the Florida Panthers to figure out a way, and they've done it all season. They have done it.
But this
they've
is a different
ways,
team.
But
it's a different team. This Panthers team that you watched these last two games, even in the first round of the playoffs, it just looks like a totally different squad than it did during the regular season. In the regular season, these guys were world beaters. Like they'd be in a game, and we made fun of it. They'd be down two goals, three goals, four goals, and you still thought there was a chance. They go down 1-0 to Tampa, and I almost am like, the game's over. Like if they're down a goal at any point in these two games, I almost feel like it's done. They just don't have it. They don't have the same mindset that they did during the regular season. I don't know what happened.
It feels that way, and I don't know why that is, Zach. And I don't know if it's a lack of playoff experience. I hate to go to that whole lack of playoff experience thing. It's just to me, it's, you know. It's a game. I mean,
but it's something that
play, but
I brought up with you and Joe right before the Washington series. They had Ovechkin when he was like kind of questionable for game one, even though we know he was going to play and we knew he'd be just fine because the guy's a beast anyway. When he was asked about it, the Panthers' regular season and the seasons that these guys had, Huberto's record season and Barkov missing games and still putting up the season he had, all these guys, and Ovechkin said, "That's great. But it's a totally different season when we get to the playoffs." He couldn't be more right. I know that Washington lost in the first round, the Panthers won, but there were times in that series where it looked like the one was Washington and the eight was Florida. And now versus Tampa, they just, I don't know what it is with Tampa.
Well, they have their number. They have the Panthers'
totally,
number.
Not even a question.
And the Panthers are basically going to face elimination in game three here.
We could come back on Monday morning and they could be out.
They could be.
They
well,
have the back-to-backers this
games
weekend.
On Monday.
Is it Monday? Yeah, I thought it was Saturday, so Sunday. Monday.
But you know what, Jack? I got to tell you, they lose the next game. They lose game three. I mean, they're obviously done.
Right.
If they're... I mean, they're pretty close to it right now, I would say, to be quite honest.
Scary.
And then on the other side, the Heat got a rude awakening last night, man, because the Celtics are very tough, as we've been, you know, talking about here. When they get those other guys back in the lineup, Marcus Smart was fantastic.
He was.
In last night's game. Al Horford, I don't know where this guy came from, Zach, but he's a problem. He was crushing the Heat on the offensive glass last night. He was making every play. You know, Boston's got some other guys that they play underneath. that make plays too. Bam Adebayo is non-existent out there.
That's a big question mark for the Heat.
But here's the other thing, though, and it's not just Bam. The Heat are getting nothing outside of Jimmy Butler right now. They are getting nothing. So Miami goes up double digits early in that game. They go up 10 about midway through the first, and then Boston just destroys them. I mean, it was one of the big, you know, ultimate ass whoopings.
What happened in that first quarter?
Miami just absolutely derailed, and
You're down 70-50. What is it, 70-45, whatever, at halftime?
Yeah.
Like, the game is over.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, because even and Stephen A. Smith, to me, is one guy. I've been watching him, you know, through this postseason just to see, because obviously he's friendly with all the players, and they send him text messages, including Jimmy's that we talked to yesterday. He actually was the only guy, and I watched very limited of that halftime show because it stinks, like you said. And he even said, after the other guy's like, oh, this game's over, it's 70-45, Stephen A. goes, remember what they did in game one. If they come out again like that in the third quarter, they got a chance. They came out with that 22-2 run to start that first, and look what happened. Boy, they came out flat again. Like, they came out in the third quarter like it was basically the first and the second. It was – I'll tell you what. Yesterday sucked. Like, there's just no other way to put it. I was looking forward to one of these doubleheader days of the games, the 7 and the 8:45 start. By the time that night, by the time the Heat game was basically at halftime, I was just done watching sports. I was playing Candy Crush on my phone. I was hoping my kid would wake up just so I had something to do. I was so pissed off last night. It just sucked. That's the only way to sum it up.
And by the way, Jason Tatum showed you again why he's
good player, an emerging, really good player.
I don't even know, emerging star is the right word. But Boston shoots 51%. The Heat down at 44% in the game.
Ugh.
Boston shot 50% from 3-point land.
That the
Heat were cold from there. And again, I don't know, Zach, when you look at Miami, I don't know where the rest of the scoring is going to come from here. I mean, you got Jimmy with 29. Gabe Vincent played, you know, pretty well. He had 14 points. And then you got Victor Oladipo contributed a little. Tyler Hero contributed a little. But outside of that, I just don't know where you're going to get these contributions.
You need more from Bam. You need Strus to hit a couple shots.
Yeah, I think so.
You do.
Because Boston's attack right now, I mean, look at this here. Jason Tatum scores 27. Marcus Smart, 24. Jaylen Brown, 24.
Curtains.
And then Williams off the bench gets you 19.
Right.
So that to me is the problem, is Boston has too many guys right now that are playing well. Al Horford, by the way, snuck into double figures with 10, and he just felt like was all over the place, making play after play, hustle play. And so the Heat are in big trouble. I'm curious what people think here after those two last night, because that one, man, I mean, so going into yesterday, you felt, all right, the Panthers are going to tie this series up. They're you know, home favorites.
Right.
They got a chance. They're going to beat this team one time here at home. You'll tie the series. You go to Tampa. You take your shot up there. Then you figure the Heat take care of business at home, go up to Boston,
right,
just try to steal one. Now you're in a situation where I you know, and I don't want to sound cowardly here on a Friday, but my confidence in the Heat is shook in a big way here, moving that with that series moving to Boston.
I'm more confident, and there's not much, but I'm more confident in the Heat than I am the Panthers, obviously, at this point. I think the Panthers are big trouble. The Heat can shake my entire lack of confidence by showing up in game three and showing up in that first quarter and playing, playing well. Like, they just got to come out, and someone has got to help Jimmy. Like, Jimmy, even if Jimmy scored 40 last night, they'd still lose. Like, it doesn't matter.
Isn't the most shocking thing that defensively the Heat struggled so much?
Yeah.
Because it's funny, we talked about them playing that series in the 90s. Jimmy was, you know, 127. Soundbite of Jimmy. They had 90 after
right,
three, Zach.
Right.
They had 90 after three, Boston. They were getting open looks all night. By the way, P.J. Tucker shaking up in the game. Hopefully he's able
to
go moving forward.
That's a huge problem, too.
I think without P.J. Tucker, you're screwed if you're Miami here, because he obviously has been a huge key for this team. But, man, I couldn't believe how good they were with Marcus Smart. Now, Horford, what a difference that makes to that lineup. I know Marcus Smart is obviously a very talented player, but even, you know, adding out Horford and that full Celtics team, that is a big, big problem here for the Heat moving forward. And
somebody just texted in Friday officially, it's messed up, boys.
But how defensively, that's the thing that, like, to me, defensively, the Heat have been so solid, and they just looked so lost last night. It's like Boston brought those two guys back, and it looked like for a while they're playing six guys out there. The amount of open looks that they were getting, it's like, oh, they shot 50% from three. What are you going to do? Well, you know, a lot of NBA players have knocked down those open looks.
Right.
They were open all night long. It was a mess from really about 7 or 8 minutes into that game and on. So
I don't do this a lot, but I got to call up Bam Adebayo. And I got to say, well, if you're the second best player on this team behind Jimmy, you're not acting like it right now. I get it. You had 9 rebounds, 3 offensive. Great. That's good. You play defense. I get it also. You got to score more than 6 points. You got to help out Jimmy. Someone has to step up, and I don't care if it's Gabe Vincent. I don't care if it's Max Strus. I don't care if it's Duncan Robinson off the bench, who, by the way, looks totally shook out there when he's shooting. I mean, he just does. I was on that kind of let's play Duncan at one point, and he just looks shook out there now. But Bam Adebayo has got to shoot more than 6 shots, and he's got to score more than 6 points. If they want to win.
So here's the issue there, and I was thinking about this last night because I knew Bam was going to get a lot of heat today. They do not look to get him involved offensively, and that is an issue, and that's something that I don't know what he individually can do about that, and that's where this team needs to reevaluate the, hey, we got a guy playing the center position that we do not use offensively.
Right.
They got to draw something up for him at the very least. He is just not in a position to really put his stamp on the game offensively because nothing ever goes through him.
Yeah.
You know,
they're a jump shooting team, a 3-point shooting team.
Yeah, they are.
And so, Bam just is kind of on an island by himself.
I just don't know what he can do, Zach, because they don't ever run anything through him. So I get it that everyone wants, you know, Bam to play better. They want, you know, more contribution from him. But I don't know how he can just go out there and do it because there's such a lack of plays for him and involvement for him. So a couple of texts here coming in this morning. The Heat are not in big trouble. The Panthers are in big trouble. Heat are very capable of taking one in the Garden. Take a deep breath, Hollywood.
Well,
I appreciate that.
Texter's right about this. If you have to look at both these squads right now and see exactly where you are with both these teams, I have more confidence that the Heat could go to Boston and win a game or win two, come back 3-1 or 2-2, and that's fine. I don't have any confidence right now in the Florida Panthers to go to Tampa and win one or both. And that's what I'm afraid of right now, that all of a sudden I was off by a day, but all of a sudden Monday morning we're going to come in here and they're going to be down 3-0 going into that game-clinching game for Tampa Bay, who, by the way, about a week ago or 8 days ago, was down 3-2 to Toronto and almost eliminated, and now they're on the cusp of going to the Eastern Conference Finals with 2 games at home. This is just ridiculous.
Yeah, but to go back to the Heat, though, I know they're not going to sweep everyone they play. They're not going to win every home game.
Of course.
But that was
pathetic.
That was a beatdown. Everything happened in that game,
right,
man. I mean, you had guys falling over their own feet, getting crossed up by Marcus Smart.
Yeah, well, Strus.
Strus, that
Strus
was.
Will never
We were talking before the show. Zach and I were talking about the slow mo of that one, and you can if you look at Strus's face as he's falling down, he's like, "Oh no!"
it's like the scene from the Sandlot.
Yeah.
Forever. You just go, "Oh no!"
You see the guys on the Boston bench in slow mo, getting up,
because they can't believe what just happened. Yeah.
It all happened in that game, man. It was
domination. But Hollywood, I don't expect the Heat to sweep the series and every series and go through it. I just didn't expect this big of a donut at home. This team was undefeated at home in the playoffs before last night. They hadn't lost one. Were they going to eventually lose one? Yes. Did I think it would be about a 25-point? And by the way, 25-point win to the Celtics could have easily been 40 or 50. That's how bad this Heat team played at 3 quarters last night. They probably had one put-together good quarter with all their good plays and 3 bad quarters.
You know what that line opened up at, by the way, in Boston?
For game three?
Night?
Probably Celtics -5.
6.5.
6.5. That's
six
a big spread.
And a half. They don't like the Heat anymore.
No.
And by the way, for those of you who are a part of our gambling community here, we do love our gambling community.
Mm, yes, we do.
The line changed last night. Remember we were talking during the show yesterday?
Yes.
It was 3.5. And so they thought that Horford and Smart playing was worth a couple of points. They put the line to 1. It was basically a pick 'em game last night. And if you were picking with me, you would have lost.
Right.
Because I thought the Heat would get it done at home.
I thought the Heat and Panthers would both win last night.
And
that's
I was
I
all confident when they went up double figures.
Right.
And boy, did the Heat crap.
I mean, you
the
blinked in the first
night,
quarter after they were up double figures, and all of a sudden Boston's up by 10. Like, you blinked, and everything just changed that quickly, and then it was done. It was over at that point.
I appreciate the positive spin here from 561. The Lightning loss wasn't just a loss. It was also a morale loss. Losing with 4 seconds left gives no momentum. I don't know if that's a positive text or not. I don't know.
Let me tell you something.
That was gut-wrenching.
You came in and said the best thing to me and the best thing on the air when you started the show. Do you want to die quickly or do you want a long painful death? I don't know which one I'd rather have, but I'll tell you what. That arena last night for the Panthers was shook with 3.8 left. I told you what I was doing. There's 3.8 seconds left or 8 seconds, whatever it was when they got back. And I started to get up to move to the living room for overtime because I was like, all right, my wife's going to fall asleep. I want to watch this on the big TV. I can mute it and watch a game and be fine. I listen to Plague into my ear if I have to. And before I could grab my drink and my phone, they score. 3.8 seconds left. I would rather get my ass kicked all night long like the Heat did than lose like the Panthers did last night, I think, if I had to choose one of the deaths for one of these teams last night. 3.8 left. You're about to go to overtime. You're at home. You're feeling a decent bit confident. So, yeah, no, there's no confidence now going up to Tampa. You're down 0-2. You lost both at home. Like, they pooped the bed at home for their first two games. And what did they lose, like 8 games all season long at the FLA Live Arena? Like, they had one of the best home records all year. They did not play like it the last two games.
All right, if anyone wants to cheer us up, 305-567-0560 is how you reach us here on the text line. And if you're feeling optimistic about either team, let us know. Let us know if there's any positives you took away from last night.
I'd love to hear that. Right.
That was, unfortunately for the Panthers, that was the game you needed. And, man, what a bad time to make a critical defensive mistake. I thought about this as reading a lot of it's easy to blame Uyghur for that play, and he will get his fair share of the blame. Obviously he blew that play at the end, but Zach, he scored one goal in regulation. You got all these guys that have put together big time seasons.
Guys gotta get called out.
Huberdeau is in the MVP running
right.
all season.
Where's he been?
He's been missing. Barkov isn't doing anything.
Power
play, by the way, is miserable. And
it's not
we
even
noticed,
comical anymore.
But the power play, not only is it they're not scoring, but it's terrible.
Right.
It is absolutely terrible. I mean, they look lost. Not only that, but how many times did Tampa Bay nearly score a shorthanded goal? The Panthers'
ridiculous.
Power play is so
right.
bad. I mean, it's just it's disjointed. It's a mess. So the Panthers are all over the place, and you know. I'd love to sit here this morning and tell you I feel like they're going to get one or two in Tampa, Zach, but I don't know. I don't know if
Good
that's going
to
happen, guys.
Me.
I don't know if that's going to happen because sometimes just to put this out there, Zach, when a team has your number, they have your number, and that's it. And I think the Lightning may have the Panthers' number. And then after last night, I don't know if I know there's a lot of Heat fan confidence, and there's a lot of confidence in that organization. That coaching staff, that team, that they'll make the adjustments. I don't know what adjustments you make. That was an epic ass-whooping last night that the Heat took. We got a lot to get to on the show here today. Dave Hyde is going to join us later. Maybe he'll put a positive spin on this thing here. Mike Florio will join us later in the show, as he usually does on Fridays. And, Zach, we're going to have Drake Callender from the Inter-Miami soccer team is going to join us, the keeper. We don't talk a lot of soccer here on the show.
Maybe he could make us feel
better.
They
got a big match coming up on Sunday, so we're going to talk, just kind of mix it up a little later on in the show. We'll talk a little Inter-Miami soccer, which is something that we don't do a ton of here, and we are excited to do here today. I'm going to the game on Sunday.
Are you really?
So, yeah. Wow. So, definitely need that. And you know what, man? Just let it rip on the text machine here this morning. We'll read them. We'll start reading them when we come back here. And you know, give us whatever you got here, Zach. We're gonna try our best to keep things a little bit upbeat on this Friday here. And by the way, the new stuff to come out from what we talked about yesterday. The Nick Saban, we played Saban sound for you yesterday. Jimbo
Fisher. Jimbo would talk, right?
Jimbo responded, and that got that whole thing going. And it's two of the biggest guys in the game who, I gotta tell you, I think both cheat plenty. Going at it here in a little pee-pee contest between
That's
the
right.
two of them. So we'll have that for you. Please give us a text this morning. As Joe, just too cowardly to make it in this morning, he said those losses were too painful. I'm going to take the weekend
Smart
off
guy.
Early here.
Right.
So Hollywood and Zach are going to try our best here to hold it down for you on a Friday morning. Ed is in there driving the program for us. We'll take a pause here. More to come on QAM after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, from Traffic Reporter, right back to it, Zach. Hollywood and Zach in here for you. I drove right by that. It's
up on
95. You know, it's weird. So I guess it rained last night by me. I don't know if it rained by you.
It sure did.
We had it must have rained late because my DirecTV worked last night.
That's good. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Actually,
I would have preferred to go to bed early. Right. That's, by the way, I couldn't turn the, for whatever reason, and I, you know, obviously getting sleep is important. I could not turn that Heat game off last night. They got it to, what did they get it to late, like in the third, like 17 or something?
Right.
And it's like, all right, maybe they'll chip away if they get it to. I'm like thinking of my head, like, what's the magic number? I'm like, all right, they get it to like 12 by, you know, by the fourth.
In my
like,
group text, it was 14. If 14? We get to 14 by the fourth, they have a chance. It was like a 20, then it was 17, then they got it down a little bit more, then Boston got more. But all my buddies last night were, yep, we got to get, there's got to be a magic number. How about at halftime if we can get it to 20, then 14 by the fourth, and then we have a shot in the fourth. No, you didn't. The game was over. The game was over at that point. It's crazy.
Unreal, man. Unreal stuff. Let's get to a couple texts here, Zach, because that seems like the right thing to do here
today,
on a morning
like
this. Texas says, you're right, Hollywood, about the Heat not including Bam in their offense. What's your sense of having a big man on the court if he can't contribute any points? And does the Heat have anyone other than Bam that can attack and drive to the basket at any time and just hang around the three-point arc, just shooting bricks? Here's the thing about Bam. He does impact the game in many other ways. So you have to keep him out there. And defensively, he's too important for you. But Zach, like it gets frustrating when everyone's like, why doesn't he put up more points? Why do we get more from Bam? We're paying him. And it's like, I don't know what people want him to do. He is not in a position right now in that offense where he can score, I don't say like any point. I mean, his points are going to come off, you know, either, you know, guy drives and he's open, he's going to get a, you know, a lob or something like right. that, or he's going to get offensive rebounds and putbacks. They don't draw up any plays, say, hey, let's get Bam in the post and ISO this and ISO him and give him an opportunity to get his offensive game going. They don't get him involved offensively.
They need to.
They do.
They need to at this point. They need to do something because Boston has their number right now. And I know it's one game. Oh, you're overreacting over one game. That one game last night, when they were at full strength with Marcus Smart and Horford in there, they look like a totally different team than they did in game one. And I don't think Marcus Smart and Al Horford are both all perennial all-stars that are going to come out there and change a game the way that they did. But they did.
No, but here's the thing. When you have that full complement of guys, and as fantastic as I thought Smart was last night, and Horford, I think, you know, just, he didn't have a big stat line, but he contributed as well. I thought that he was pretty big in that game. It just gives Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown more room to operate.
Right. More space.
Having those guys out there, because clearly it's the extra threat that those guys bring to the table. And Jason Tatum, Zach, I'll tell you, I've been saying he's as tough as anyone in the NBA right now. He is the real deal. And the Heat have a big, big problem if they can't figure out a way. And I thought going into this season that guys like Tatum and Brown, those two guys will probably get theirs, and you'd have to live with that.
Right.
But you cannot allow the other guys to get loose like they did last night and have that many guys in double figures. But Tatum's a big problem right now, Zach. He is a big, big problem for them. And this series heads to Boston. So I don't know what kind of confidence level the Heat fan has this morning, but that thing was very tough to watch last night. And you know, going back to the Panthers for a second here, Zach, I don't know what to say to Panther fans this morning. I'm one of those, Zach. You know, I got the big Panther on my car down there. I've been a Panther fan for as long as I can remember, and this was a big postseason for Panther fans, the ones that have been, you know, following this team for a long time and been there and finally felt this postseason like they were going to get over the hump. And I don't want to look. I don't have the funeral this morning, because they're still alive. It's only two games into the series. I don't want to bury them this morning.
It's close, though.
But I feel like we're getting the shovels ready.
Right.
It's very disappointing here to start a Friday that we came in this way, Zach. I thought, I thought we'd at least get one last night, and unfortunately, this has not gone well here, Zach.
They gotta get off the Schneider with the power play. They really do.
I don't know what you do at this point.
I don't know. I don't know what magic potion you could throw on the ice.
It looks bad. The power play looks bad.
Right, they got a man advantage out there, and it looks like it's Tampa with the man advantage when they're on the power play. I don't know what you could do at that point, but I do think it's finally time. I mean, the Panthers for years, obviously not being in the playoffs or not being in contention, and, you know, we could rip guys and tear the coach apart and this and that. We had two of the best seasons, statistical seasons, by two of the best players on this team that we've had in the franchise history with Huberto and Barkov. And both guys have just been – they're vanished. They ghosted this team the last couple games. And even in the first round, I mean, did you get much out of Huberto at all? I think he had one goal and three assists in a six-game series. This is a guy that every game – would have 2, 3, 4 points. Oh, it just seemed like every single game he was in the MVP discussions, and he has been absent. He's been a ghost in the playoffs so far.
Let me get you this text here. Guys, I've been a Lakers fan since 1987 and was born in Miami. Can you tell me what NBA team has won a championship in the last 30 years without a top 5 NBA player? You do need stars to win in basketball. The Heat culture is a credit to Pat and Eric. I wish it existed in my franchise, but the Celtics might just be better. Now, listen, before we crown the Celtics a better team, it's very fair to say that they have better stars on the top. They do.
Jason Tatum over Jimmy Butler.
The thing with Jason Tatum, Zach, is he hasn't even hit his prime yet. I don't think there's a lot of people this morning that would tell me they'd rather have Jimmy Butler than Jason Tatum and be serious about it.
No, you're right. Jimmy's number two on
that
list.
You know how I feel about Jimmy Butler.
Right,
I love Jimmy Butler. He's my favorite player in basketball. But Jason Tatum is a little bit,
he's a little bit different.
Okay? He's a better overall player, and he's certainly a better offensive player. So I get you there. And then, the Heat right now don't have much of a 1-2 punch. And, You know, well, maybe there's no that's because they can't get Lowry on the floor. And that's a very disappointing thing, by the way. You look back at this, and Lowry was their big offseason acquisition. Miami needed to upgrade that point guard position. And you know what, Zach? Maybe they would have been better keeping the guy who was sitting in the stands for game one, Goran Dragic,
right,
who, you know, could have contributed at that position. I don't know, but
is
Kyle
he on
Lowry
a one-year
is,
deal? Is that over? Can they bring him in for game three?
Bring him in for game three. Kyle Lowry has, unfortunately, not been around much this season.
Yeah,
he's been in and out of the lineup, and you brought him in, and he's a guy that's an all-star, Zach. Every year, he's an all-star.
I mean, listen,
and
if we're throwing rocks
not
at this
able
point,
to get anything out of him.
Where's Tyler Hero, too, with 11 points? I need more out of Tyler Hero. I need more than 11 points out of Tyler Hero also. Look, Max Strus with 6 points. Like, you need more. You need something more out of these guys. Gabe Vincent had a decent game, but really, did you think at any point that Gabe Vincent was taking over the game? Or, no, he hit a shot here, a shot there, went 5-for-10 shooting. He shot really good from 3-point line, 4-for-8, but there's just no one else. You go to the bench, Oladipo, yeah, 14 points, not bad. The guy had 10 free throws, so he was at least trying to get to the hoop. We get that. But where is it? Where's the next guy? And that's why the Bam story comes up. You're right. They don't call plays for Bam. There is no initiation for Bam to get in that offense. He needs to find his points. I get that. Spoelstra needs to figure out if Bam is going to be my two guy on certain nights, like last night could have been that
night.
Yeah,
but you're not going to change. I mean, look, they're
it's not changing.
Gonna,
it's no, just but, it's just bringing him into the offense a little more because right
he
now
hasn't been,
he's absent.
He hasn't, but he hasn't been really much of the part of for the whole season, Zach. So I don't think that you know magically happens. I don't think they say, hey,
Bam,
you know,
averaged 20 and 10.
We're
going
to look to get Bam. Yeah, but that the regular season is the regular season.
But it doesn't
matter.
I
just don't think you go all of a sudden and say. But Bam, that's how he gets his points. He gets his
points.
But
Bam had six.
He gets his points off lobs.
Six shots.
He gets his points. Yeah, I get
like
it.
Like, he's not involved
at
all.
I get it. He is a non-factor because they choose to make him a non-factor. And I don't know how you just change that all of a sudden here at this point in the season. I think you got to continue doing what you're doing. It obviously worked for them in game one, and it worked for him for about 6 minutes
in game one
in game two.
Jimmy Butler had 40 points and dominated the game. And even if Jimmy had 40 last night, they'd probably lose. They lose that game last night, even with Jimmy. No one else is putting up something where you're like, wow, you're right. Look at that little 1-2. And it doesn't have to be a guy who has 35, 40 points. How about a guy who puts in 18 points, 19 points, and is just contributing? Jimmy's on the bench resting, and you have a guy out there doing it. That's what Tyler Hero's job is, too. When Tyler Hero comes out there, that's his job to be the number two guy, and he's struggling, too.
All right, we got to take a pause. We have a bunch of other stuff to get to here today. And by the way, this is like, you know, obviously we have our two teams playing, but Zach, there was so much sports stuff that came out yesterday.
I know there was. There really was.
There was so much yesterday. You have the Nick Saban versus Jimbo Fisher stuff going on, which is fantastic. Tiger Woods, remember you announced he had a birdie on
right.
the first hole?
Right.
That
was it.
That didn't go so well.
That was it.
Rory McIlroy is
that's my pick. There you go.
He's playing well here in the PGA Championship. He shot a 5-under in the first round. So he's on top the leaderboard. Tiger Woods, not going to be probably taking this thing too far into the weekend here. So
I didn't pick him this week. That's right.
Bummer for whichever TV network. Who did we decide this
weekend?
CBS has it
this week. Yeah.
So that's a little bit disappointing right. there. The Tiger Woods thing, but the Jimbo Fisher thing was wild.
We
yesterday.
Knew that something was going to happen and when we left the show yesterday. That Jimbo would respond at some point. I didn't realize when I got in the car and I look on Twitter real quick before I start driving that Jimbo Fisher has now announced he's going to have a press conference in the next 25 minutes or whatever it was right after that. And I was like, this is going to be fantastic because he's not going to hold back. He does not like Nick Saban, and Nick Saban called his ass out on the carpet yesterday. Or 2 days ago.
And then meanwhile, just in case this whole thing wasn't crazy enough, you had the guy who's probably like the best player in the country, best offensive player in the country, Jordan Addison from Pittsburgh. He's going to USC. Terms of the deal undisclosed.
Right. two-year,
yeah,
$4 million deal.
That ought to
right.
be nice when that
right.
finally comes out. So we'll take a pause here. We got a lot to get to, man. And most importantly, we love to hear your text. So text us in this morning, 305-567-0560. We can vent together. We can try to heal together this morning, Zach. That was tough last night, man. The Panthers ripped your guts out there with 4 seconds to go in that game.
3.8. Let's be specific.
3.8
right.
seconds to go in that game. And then the Heat. did it to you slow, man. Oh. The Heat was like, what's a slow form of torture? Is waterboarding slow?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's like the thousand cuts, you know, like the thousand cut, yeah. like death, right, whatever yeah. that. Yeah, it was bad. It was as bad as you could possibly think for the Heat because you went into it thinking you had a shot. And within 4 or 5 minutes of that game, you got kicked in the you-know-what, and you had to sit there and take it for the next three quarters.
All right, so we'll take a quick pause here. We have plenty more to come. We'll hear from Jimbo Fisher as well. That was some interesting stuff yesterday, so we'll get to that when we come back here on the Joe Rose Show.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, we welcome you back here on WQAM. A very good morning to everyone out there. Hope everyone is having a decent start to their Friday. Your Friday wasn't ruined by last night's collapses, Zach. Man, the Panthers lost a tough one, and the Heat. Well, the Heat game was decided in the first quarter, sadly. But if you stayed around for the slow beating there, man, I did. I stayed around till damn near the fourth quarter of that game, and it was a tough one last night for the Heat. Hopefully, both of these teams can find a way to bounce back here. For the Panthers, it was absolutely just a heartbreaking way to finish. And if you missed it last night, Panthers with 3.8 seconds to go are just unable to clear the puck. Mackenzie Weegar makes a little bit of a mistake on defense and leaves his man wide open in front of the net to try to play the puck behind the net. And unfortunately, when you leave a guy out in front like that, it's a recipe for disaster there. And the Panthers give up a very late goal, and the Lightning come into South Florida and steal a couple. We're going to try not to let it mess things up here on a Friday, though, Zach, because we're going to talk a little college football for a second here, because this is just so big.
Let's make everyone kind of laugh
right
now.
Yeah, this is so comical. By the way, Jordan Addison, the receiver.
There's the free agent from Pittsburgh?
The free agent from Pittsburgh, exactly. It looks like there's reports now. I don't know if this is accurate or not, but that he could have been making $3.5 million.
That's it?
That's what he got from USC.
That's it?
They said that's almost three times as much as the Steelers are paying George Pickens this season, $1.2 million. So,
well, I'd rather have Addison.
Here's the thing, and look, we got the Nick Saban-Jimbo Fisher contest going on between the two of them, and Jimbo screaming like a lunatic that he's never cheated a day in his life. And you want to believe it? Great. You don't want to believe it? I'm kind of with you. Zach, I, at this point, do not know what the rules are, what they are supposed to be. The way I envisioned name, image, and likeness, and to go back from the beginning to the beginning of this thing, the way I envisioned name, image, and likeness was you were going to have players benefiting off of stuff like selling their jersey. When you sell a number one jersey at the University of Miami bookstore or at Caneswear or, you know, all Canes, wherever right. you're selling it, and you see that number, you go, that's a De'Aaron King jersey. But his name's not on the back, right?
No, right.
His name's not on the back. So the school can make the money off of it, but he can't. So that's where I thought, like, guys would, you sold a whole bunch of jerseys because he's the quarterback of the team? Great. Let's break him off a little piece of that. There you go. You want to sign some autographs? Your autograph is in demand. People want you to sign?
Sure.
All right, let's pay you to come out to our card shop or we're at a card shop. I told you I get
Good
a card
you.
Mention
right.
in this morning.
Of course.
And let's get these guys to sign. I did not think we were going to be having guys getting, and this is the naive college fan in me that thought that, you know, we wouldn't have guys getting big fat checks just to sign. And that is not technically in alignment with the rules, right? The rules are supposed to be that you are not allowed to give people money to go to your school.
Except there really isn't any rules. But yes.
Except that, yeah. And here's the thing. Who's going to enforce this stuff? Who is going to enforce it? Because the NCAA is basically powerless in all of this to enforce any of it. Because who's going to listen to the NCAA at this point?
No, nobody.
What are they going to do? What do you think these guys are going to go after? Alabama? They're going to go after Texas A&M? The SEC? The SEC has all the power in this thing now anyway.
Most powerful guy in college football is Greg Sankey. He's the SEC commissioner at this point. He had to come out yesterday and put out a statement about two of his guys bickering at each other. And for the first time in his life, by the way, yesterday, Lane Kiffin was speechless.
Yeah,
someone tried to get him on a quote on, do you have any quotes or you have any a statement of what's going on between Nick Saban right now and Jimbo Fisher? And he goes, I am speechless. I don't know what to say right now.
But it was bizarre what Saban came out and said. And here's the thing. You can either be Saban and cry about it and whine about it. And I still don't understand why Saban. Saban, wasn't he one of the first ones that came out and said his quarterback was making $1 million?
Oh, you know why Saban did this, right? You got to read between the lines here. He's screaming at his boosters. He's screaming at his boosters.
Well, the ones that take care of him, they want
right.
him to take care of the players.
By the way, outside of giving me a car dealership and my extra, you know what his, like, you know, his salary on paper is only $240,000, Nick Saban. Like, through the state, when the state looks at it, what he makes, his salary is like $250,000. He gets a talent bonus for like $8 million, which is his normal salary. So he kind of stays away from the, wait a minute, but my salary is only $250,000. I make all the bonuses. Okay, great. He is screaming yesterday, or the day before, I think, when the actual quote was, when he was on stage mm-hmm. with whatever, at his boosters. I did it when no one, when we're all on the same page, there's no one better than me. When we're not on the same page, other people can come up and grab players and pay for their guys. I know what we did in the past. Here's the deal now. We can't control NIL. We can't control the transfer portal. We have to be the best at it. What is the only way to be the best at it? Ask Mario, ask USC. You got to get a guy or a couple guys that are willing to help out the program and do everything they can to do it. You don't hear other guys complaining. You hear about the guys that were top dogs. Who are the two biggest guys so far since this whole thing came out that are complaining about it? Dabo and Nick, that's normally 1 and 2 in your, or if you want to put, you know, Kirby Smart in there because he's kind of in the background laughing also. But Dabo and Nick are the two guys coming out going, this isn't fair. This is never going to work. It's not sustainable. How do we compete with this? What they're doing is screaming to their boosters and their donors. Do you still want us to be who we are? Write checks.
So what Saban did was obviously uncool, right? Singling out
that's terrible.
Texas A&M.
But that's Saban.
So Jimbo, I don't get this act. He scheduled a press conference yesterday.
Oh,
I don't know if it
nowhere.
Was supposed to happen
no,
or if it
probably
wasn't.
Not.
I just saw a tweet. Right. We were leaving. They go, 10 a.m. Texas time. He's going to speak.
Couldn't
so,
wait.
Ed, do we have this here from Jimbo Fisher? This is just a snippet of what Jimbo had to say yesterday.
Coach, I'd like to respond to some comments made last night in Alabama.
Yes, I would. First of all, I'll say it's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable. It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organ. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. That they broke state laws. That they're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this. When he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen, and it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top, and the parity in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parity. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything. And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families and Texas A&M because we do things right.
He hit us with the 17-year-old kids thing.
17-year-old kids and their families. First off, where Jimbo's wrong there is that Nick never said the 17-year-old and his family are the ones to blame for this. It's Jimbo paid for the players and bought his recruiting class. I love how Jimbo did that because what Jimbo tried to do was get the entire world on his side by saying, how could you rip these 17-year-old kids and their families? No, Jimbo, we're ripping you. Saban was taking shots at you directly at Texas A&M, the boosters, and the head coach there for recruiting these players and paying for that entire recruiting class. He wasn't ripping a 17-year-old kid. He was just saying what was happening. Jimbo, this is going to be the best soap opera going forward because all these guys know where all the skeletons are buried in everyone's closet because they all coached together. They were all Kirby Smart, Lane Kiffin, Jimbo Fisher at one point all worked with Nick. They all worked with Nick. Everyone knows where the skeletons are buried. This is just going to get better. That's all it's going to get.
Meanwhile, you know who doesn't cry about NIL or any of this stuff? Guy down in Coral Gables.
Right.
Go play for him. Go play for Mario.
At this point,
you can do. Go
when
play
you
for
look
Mario.
Around college football, the landscape right now, Lincoln Riley out there at USC, Mario here in Miami, guys that have kind of taken advantage.
Just embraced it.
Well, taking advantage of the situation. This is
stay out of the –
Right.
Yeah, you don't even need to comment on it.
I didn't get a guy. I didn't get the Stewart kid that we were talking about that went to Texas A&M. We didn't get him. Big deal. I'm still going to keep in touch with him because you never know what will happen in the transfer portal. Joe says it all the time. You're number two on that list. You stay number two on that list till that guy goes to the NFL. Mario knows if we get two of the four guys, we win. Lincoln Riley, we get two of the four guys, and we can pay $3.5 million to a really good wide receiver to get him here, drive his own car, be in L.A., be a first-round pick. That's good for two different reasons. One, you're getting a great player there. Two, it's the thing we talk about with Nick Saban every single year when the NFL draft is on TV. When the NFL draft's on TV, it's the best thing for Alabama football, and it's the best – it's the way to just prove to everyone – my philosophy works here. Come play 3 years. You're going to be a first, second, or third round pick if you're good, and you're going to get millions of dollars.
That's college football for you right now.
We,
we'll do a little more football later in the show, by the way. Mike Florio will join us in the 9 o'clock hour, as he always does. Dave Hyde will join us in the 8 o'clock hour, as we'll try to get down to the bottom of what is going on here with our two teams last night. If you're just waking up, Panthers lose with a little under 4 seconds to go. The Heat, they lost with about 40 minutes to go in last night's game. So we have those for you this morning here. Hopefully there is a little bit of a change in both of those series here as we hit the weekend. We will talk about that and more here. Zach and Hollywood in for Joe. Joe, a little bit too shaken to come in here after those two losses. He calls
Smart
me, goes,
guy.
You know, the Panthers loss hurt, but the Heat loss really got to me, and yeah. I just not going to make it in this morning. So he's out. We're in. Ed is driving the program for us. 7 o'clock hour is coming up next. You text us, 305-567-0560. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Give us your thoughts on what you saw last night and this college football little contest here between two of the big power coaches in the game right now. We'll take a pause here. More to come. The 7 o'clock hour is next on QAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.